Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. All right, a little late on this episode, you know, like a day or so, but I had a lot going on. I had to do errands, make dinner, record an episode on another podcast. I'll let you know when that comes out. Tesla came out with their full self-driving beta, and I may have gotten a little bit addicted to the videos. It was a whole thing. And then I had to finish up the project I was working on that's ready now, so we should probably get to that. Apologies for skipping a lot of Friday's news. I will catch us up on any headline items tomorrow. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Could not do this without each of you. Okay, so a document from a few electoral experts and democracy advocates has been compiled on what we can expect to see if Trump attempts to steal the election, and what we can do about it. Being as we are coming up on the election in a little over a week, and the stakes of it, I figured it was worth dedicating some time to helping everyone prepare. So I read through the whole thing, which was mostly the same as the Atlantic article we went over a while back, but this time with specific recommendations for actions to take as well, and I broke it up into a Twitter thread, which I hope will make it easier to consume and share, but here's the skinny. In a normal election, the ballots all get counted. State governors select electors for the winning candidate in their state, and Congress counts the electors for each candidate. Whoever has 270 or more wins. It's possible that neither candidate gets to 270, in which case the House votes to choose the president, and the Senate votes to choose the vice president, though this is exceptionally rare. In this case, each state gets a vote in the House, not each representative. Republicans would currently have the advantage 26 to 24, despite Democrats having more House representatives. That balance could shift as congressional races will be decided before the presidential race. If it's a tie, then the Senate's VP pick becomes president. It's complicated, and not all that democratic, to be honest. Such an outcome would be a terrible result of the Electoral College, but not a coup. The true attack on democracy comes if the state legislatures ignore the people's vote and send competing electors to Congress in opposition to the governor's electors, triggering the aforementioned decision by Congress. Trump has essentially been planning to make that happen all year. He has falsely painted mail-in ballots as fraudulent and will contest those ballots across the country. The goal will be threefold: to get as many Democratic votes disqualified as possible, to create chaos and doubt in the results, and to delay the count. The former could help him win through the normal Electoral College means, and the latter could create the right atmosphere for Republican legislators to select an illegitimate slate of electors on the grounds that the votes cannot be trusted or cannot be counted before the safe harbor deadline of December 8th. Some of the ways that the GOP will likely attempt this are by various voter suppression tactics and causing chaos and violence at the polls, ordering federal agents to halt ballot counts or seize ballots, declaring martial law and deploying federal troops in response to protests, launching an assault of legal and administrative challenges to disqualify mail-in ballots and demand recounts, using the Department of Justice, U.S. Post Office, or other federal agencies to open investigations into election administrators, Democratic organizations, and elected officials, encouraging supporters to organize armed protests to intimidate election administrators or directly disrupt ballot counts, as the GOP did in Florida in Bush versus Gore, and convincing election administrators in Republican-dominated counties to prematurely halt their ballot count. Some of these actions are illegal, but it will not matter to Trump or his accomplices. If a ballot is not counted before December 8th, there is no do-over by law, even if the delay was a result of illegal action. And of course, this would all be under the shadow of the very simple phenomenon of more Democrats voting by mail than Republicans voting by mail, which means that on Election Day, Trump will almost certainly have the advantage in votes, which will then shift to Democrats after the mail-in ballots are counted. And that entire period, he will be saying that we should just go with the Election Day results and throw out the mail-in ballots, saying they are fraudulent, as he already did in the Florida election. What matters most in this period may not be how many ballots are counted, but public perception of the integrity of the election. Laws only matter to the degree that they are respected, and our laws are not even prepared to handle a president actively trying to dismantle democracy in the first place. Chaos favors Trump, even if his supporters are to blame. Anything that casts doubt on the integrity of the election is a step toward justifying intervention by Republican legislators. If competing electors are sent to Congress, an extremely convoluted political battle will likely ensue. Experts see no clear outcome to such a contest. The worst thing that could happen is for the Democrats to play nice and take the high road as they usually do. At this point, we are facing a coordinated attempt to overthrow the will of the people, and nice is not an option. Republicans have now already repeatedly shown that they will not hesitate to trample on norms and principles for power. This already happened during Bush v. Gore. The recount was halted by the Supreme Court after the GOP engineered a riot to stop it. Gore conceded to avoid fracturing the nation and maintain the integrity of democracy. That decision was justifiable against Bush, a common Republican president. It would not be justifiable for Biden to take against Trump, who is a proven authoritarian who has been actively engineering this outcome. Conceding the will of the people is not an option this time, because there would not be a next time. So what can we, the people, do? First, do everything that you can to help Biden and congressional Democrats win, especially the close Senate races, so as to prevent the worst scenario. Volunteer, donate, get voters signed up, phone bank, write letters, become a poll worker, make sure everyone you know votes. If Democrats control both chambers of Congress, a coup to bypass the people's vote via fraudulent electors will not work. That is the easiest and most peaceful way to shut this attempt down. Second, share this information with others, especially your elected officials and especially your congressional representatives, as well as Joe Biden, but also with local officials, governor, board of elections, mayor, city council, state and federal House and Senate members, even local newspapers and TV stations. Email them this document and demand that they commit to reviewing all the actions outlined within. Call them to make sure they have read it. I've highlighted their responsibilities in the thread linked below for easy reference. Demand that they be prepared to defend democracy with coordinated action and uncompromising conviction. This will be no time for manners and norms. It will be a coup that must be resisted by all means possible. Third, do not count on norms and laws to resolve this. If there is an attempt to bypass the people's vote, we must engage in mass peaceful protest and strikes to shut the country down and refuse to accept any outcome other than a full accounting of the votes. We must rally support for our congressional representatives to stand fast. We must get everyone, every group, to demand a full vote count and for the loser to concede. Visible, vocal, and uncompromising public support will be vital. If it comes to that point, the fate of America as a free nation will be dependent on the will of the people, and we cannot afford to be found wanting. This is not about Democrat versus Republican. This is not about ideology or policy. This is about the future of America as a free nation. If the will of the people via democracy is discarded once, it will be again and again, and we will become a banana republic. Again, all of this applies only if Trump prevents a count of the ballots, bypasses the people's votes with illegitimate electors from the state legislatures, or otherwise overtly invalidates the election results. We're not looking to undermine the democratic process as he is. We are not saying the only legitimate outcome is a Biden presidency from the start. If Trump wins 270 electoral votes through a full accounting of the people's votes, as is proper, he will have legitimately won the election. But we cannot be complacent if he attempts a coup. We must be prepared and committed to defending our right as Americans to select our own leaders. So please, use the thread in the links, share the information among your friends, family, coworkers, social networks, everyone. Email the relevant section to your elected officials. Make sure everyone at every level is ready to stand for freedom, because the alternative is to fall to autocracy. All right, that's a pretty dark note to end on. So let's talk Tesla real quick. Many of you probably know that Tesla intends to make all of their vehicles capable of complete autonomous driving. They've built the hardware in for it and are constantly improving the software. It started with Autopilot, which can handle highway driving. Now they've essentially released Autopilot for city driving in a closed beta, available only to a few trusted customers, but soon will be released in an open beta before the end of the year. And from the videos I've seen thus far, it is amazing. To be honest, I expected a bit of a train wreck. City driving is very complicated due to the extreme variety of road conditions, layouts, obstacles, behavior, etc. It's a mess. And yet the FSD beta seems to be handling the vast majority of it almost flawlessly. Videos in the links. There are issues to be sure, but it really is feature complete, as Elon calls it, which means it's capable of handling any sort of general situation, at least sometimes, not consistently. The consistency and accuracy will improve quite quickly once the user base goes from a few testers to a few hundred of thousand testers. Neural networks like Tesla's FSD rely on mass amounts of data to learn, and Tesla building it into all the cars they've sold positions them to deliver exactly that. The future is approaching, gang, faster than I expected, and we need to evolve our economy with it if we don't want civilization to eat itself. Let's get this election right, get HR 1 passed, and use that to pass UBI, UHC, media reforms, and all the rest, so we can get innovations like self-driving cars working for us rather than against us. It's time. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Please share the election thread and document with your representatives and people in your life. Help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.